بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي خالد الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فان صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وان كذبا وكتما محقت بركه بيعهما. متفق عليه. The narrator of the hadith is Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in a financial transaction, in a business deal, the buyer and the seller both have the option to cancel the transaction that is taking place until they separate from each other. In other words, what in Islam is referred to, or on Sharia terms, is referred to as a majlis. A majlis means a meeting place. Now, a buyer and a seller meet in one place and they are discussing a transaction that is taking place. One person is selling, so obviously he's going to describe the goods that he is selling. And the other person is buying, so he is going to put forward whatever offer he wants to put forward for those goods. As long as they are in that same majlis, they haven't separated, each one has the option to cancel the transaction with no backlash or anything like that. However, once they separate, in other words, they had discussed the terms of this transaction, both had agreed, and thereafter they separate, in Islam this is considered to be binding and final. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter, he gives us advice. He says, when a buyer and seller meets and you are in one majlis, then he said, فَإِن صَدَقَ وَبَيِّنَا. First thing, what is very, very important, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us, he said, is that be honest. That both of them should speak the truth. بَيِّنَا, be transparent. If these two things are found in your business deal, that is honesty and transparency, then بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakat and blessings in this transaction. However, as more often than not occurs, Bismillah says, وَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا, if they are dishonest and they conceal things, each one is trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the other one, then مُحِقَّتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا, then the barakat and the blessings of this transaction is destroyed. An example of this, two people meet, one person starts arguing, you know what, make the price better, make the price better, make the price better. So finally, the person says, okay, he wanted 2,000, he says, okay, I'll give it to you for 1,000. He says, okay, fine, I'll pay you in 2 months' time. Now, if your intention was to pay the person in 2 months' time, and that was the type of transaction you wanted to do, why not reveal that from the outset? Why try and make the best possible price and thereafter say, I'm going to pay you in 2 months' time or 3 months' time? These type of things we find more often than not occurs in our transactions. And this is what Islam is dissuading us from. I remember just a few weeks back, I was sitting with one lawyer. And we find that nowadays, unfortunately, more often than not, disputes are taking place. And in most instances, the only people that are becoming rich are the lawyers. Because brother is fighting with brother, cousin is fighting with cousin, business partners are fighting with one another. And because his lawyer was a little bit dindar, he pointed out one thing which actually is a reality. He said, Maulana, if people will only take the trouble, if people will only take the trouble to be transparent in their dealings from the outset and to record the financial transaction, then 90% of the cases that are taking place, the lawyers will have no work. We find that in Surah Baqarah, there is one verse which ulama say is the longest verse in the entire Quran. The longest verse in the entire Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah Ta'ala is not addressing the disbelievers, Allah is addressing the people of Iman. That is you and I, people of Iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. This is the longest verse in the Quran, and what is the subject matter of this verse? إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُبُوا. The verse carries on, it's a long verse, but the first part of it. Allah Ta'ala says, O you people of Iman, when you enter into a financial transaction, this is a Quranic hukam, this is fard, this is compulsory, Allah Ta'ala says, write down the transaction. Write down the terms of what you are doing. And let there be witnesses to what you are doing. What our mindset and what our idea is, you know what, mashallah, we are very good friends, or we are brothers, or we are family, so we have a good understanding. No need to write it down. And with the passage of time, dispute starts. When the dispute starts, it is his word against your word. And everybody has this opinion or this mindset. When it comes to my word, there's no one more truthful than me. Everyone else is a liar. And thereafter it ends up with the lawyers, thereafter we have problems. Yet, if we take the trouble just to practice on this one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there the lawyer is saying, and leave though the lawyer is saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will get barakat. Allah ta'ala will give you blessings when there is transparency in your dealings. One command of Allah, that write down the transaction that you are entering into. Islam teaches us, do business like strangers, don't do business like family. Socialize with one another like family, but when it comes to business, take this mindset out that, you know what, we have a good understanding, or you are my brother, or you are my friend, so there is no need for us to be recording what we are doing. This is a Quranic injunction, this is a command of Allah, this is farz, this is compulsory, and wallah, my respected brothers, as I mentioned earlier, more than 90% of the disputes that are taking place today will not be taking place if we will just practice on this one command of Allah. That record the transaction that you enter into. Many times, sometimes a father starts a business. He's got two sons with him. The two elderly sons. Two younger sons are still in school. They are in infancy. The business starts. There's absolutely no clarity from the outset as to whether the business belongs to the father, whether the two sons that are working in the business are partners, or whether they are just salaried employees. The sons have the mindset that we are partners with our father. The father has the mindset that my two sons are just working for me. 10, 15, 20 years pass like this. How often we see things like this taking place? This same business, which the two sons basically think that they are part owners with their father, this business pays for the education of the two younger children. It pays for the education of the daughters in the family, etc. Then these two younger children, they grow up, they go to university, they qualify, and then they come into the business that has started 15 or 20 years ago. And then something happens to the father. He gets sick, falls ill, or he passes away, whatever it is, and there and then the problem starts. What is the problem? The two elderly sons says, no, we are partners in this business. We own a certain percentage of this business. The two younger sons says, no, this business belongs to our father, so we are equal shares. We will share equally, y'all were just working in the business. How often we see this happening? But if from the start, if from the outset there was transparency, if that father made clear his intentions from the start, if the role of each son was spelled out from the start and this thing was recorded, then you don't have to get any lawyers, any judge, any outsiders involved. There is no problem because everything is clear. But as I mentioned, unfortunately, transparency is not there in our mind. Establishing things clearly is not there in our minds. This is why we find all these problems that are taking place. We want barakat, we want blessings. Allah's Rasul says, first thing, there must be honesty in our dealings. Make it clear when you are entering into a business deal or transaction, make things clear. Don't deceive, don't hide. Record what you are doing, write it down. If it is something complex, take a legal opinion. If it is some shari'i masla, ask the ulama. From the outset, record everything, let there be witnesses. Inshallah, there will be barakat in whatever we are doing. If you will avoid these things, what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says? Muhiqat barakatu bi'ihima. Allah Ta'ala will destroy the barakat and the blessing of your transaction. Allah give us tawfeeq.